She's articulate, she's passionate, and she tells the truth about health. She's Dr. Holly. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show.
Folks, thanks so much for joining me. I am so excited to be here today, and I'm so excited that you're here with me, and I am so excited to bring on, without any further hesitation, my first guest. His name is Dr. Carl Helvey. He's also a registered nurse. People always think of me, Carl, and we're going to talk to you in just a second, but I'm a doctor. I have student loans to prove it, and but I also went to nursing school, and I was a nurse first, and they think of me because I'm a naturopathic doctor, like, oh, I have both sides of sort of Western or alternative. But I think nursing school is amazing, and it's a great career, and it's a great education. But you have an RN. You received your bachelor's of science from New York University, then your master's at University of California. So you went all the way across the and then your master's of public health, and then your doctorate at Johns Hopkins. But we're going to be talking about alternative integrative ways to heal lung cancer. That's amazing.
I think so, too, Dr. Holly. And it's been, it'll be 41 years in July. Isn't that great?
41 years in July since what?
Since I was diagnosed.
Well, well, then you know what? Not only are you well-educated, you are absolutely the one to talk about this because you were diagnosed. And so, yeah, tell me about your story.
Well, I had a dream, and I pay attention to my dreams because I believe that God speaks with us if we listen, and one way is through our dreams. So I went to my doctor, who was very traditional, and so I asked for an X-ray, and at that time you had to go through your primary for everything.
Right.
I finally convinced him I needed an X-ray. It had a spot that hadn't been there previously. They sent me for a biopsy, which came back positive for lung cancer. At that time, there was no staging, but I suspect that it was probably one or two because it didn't have symptoms. And as you know, you don't usually have symptoms until it has metastasized at stage four. So they told me that I had 6 months to live. They could offer me chemo and surgery. And I said, wait a minute. And the surgeon came in and I said, wait a minute. I don't make snap decisions. I go home, I pray about it, and I make a rational decision. And they kept saying
you
be dead in 6 months.
That's right. You said you believe that you're the longest living lung cancer survivor after being given 6 months to live. So what happened? Why do you think that?
Well, I looked on the internet a few years ago, and the longest living cancer survivor at that time had died about 2 years ago, and he was diagnosed 2 years before I was. And so I figured that, you know, I have to be, and I've been saying this for 2 years, and no one has questioned, so
I am. I'm going to give you that. And so to get to, we're going to get to the meat of your story, because so you went to see your doctor, so what happened after that?
Well, I met with my doctor's sister, and he didn't know we were friends, but she was the opposite of my doctor, very progressive. And she suggested our watching our dreams, and she would watch hers also. And she asked if I wanted a psychic reading, and I said, well, I've never had one. I don't have anything to lose, so I had a psychic reading. Everything said I should treat it naturally. So Ursula, my friend, sent me to a doctor in Northern Virginia who was an MD, but he had been treating cancer using Laetril, which was very controversial in the 70s, and it still is. And so he told me what to take. I took the 2,000 milligram of Laetril. I took pancreatic enzymes.
So, Carl, will you tell the listeners exactly what Laetril is?
Laetril is a nutritional supplement. It's another name is vitamin B17.
Okay.
So it's amygdalin, and it's the theory is that we have a deficiency of vitamin B17 because the soil has been so depleted. A major source is apricot kernels, but it's in apple seeds and a variety of different seeds and foods.
All right. So you took that nutrient.
It has cyanide in it, and the cyanide, the traditional literature will tell you it will kill you or send you to the emergency unit. But what they don't tell you is that it requires certain enzymes to activate the cyanide in the laetrile, and that cancer cells have those enzymes, but normal cells do not.
Got it.
And so it's very specific for cancer cells.
Got it. All right. Keep going. So
then
pancreatic
I had
enzymes.
High-dose vitamin A, and by high-dose, I mean I started at 200,000.
Okay,
then
that would
be high. To 100,000, then to 50,000 for a year. And as you know, the traditional recommended is 5,000. And I was very excited. About a year ago, I saw research that validated what my doctor had told me 40 years ago. And that was that vitamin A therapeutic doses would prevent normal cells from converting to cancer cells. And the research, which was on breast cancer cells, proved this. I was on a diet that was similar to a vegan diet today, with no meat, no simple carbohydrate. It was fruit, vegetables, grains, and nuts. I could have. I took some a protein, pre-digested, and some capsules of protein, but no regular protein. And there's rationale for everything I did.
In your book, so you have a book title. It's titled You Can Beat Lung Cancer Using Alternative and Integrative Interventions. You wrote the book on it, but you did it. So mm-hmm. I think that's awesome. Mm-hmm. So now, what was the outcome of this intervention? I mean, you obviously detail it in your book. You're 80 years old.
Uh-huh.
Oh, please. 83.
Can I mention one more thing?
Of course.
Which I think is extremely important. At the time, my doctor told me all of the physical things to do, but he didn't mention mental and spiritual.
Okay.
And most doctors still don't mention mental and spiritual.
Sure.
But I had been involved with Edgar Cayce, who is known as the father of holistic medicine.
Sure. He's
and
a good guy.
Also, I had been taught that there are multiple factors that lead up to disease processes, and so it seemed that there had to be multiple factors to resolve it. And so I used the holistic approach. And so I added on my own things like prayer, meditation, visualization, affirmation. I developed faith. I developed patience. I tried to help others. I did all of the spiritual things. And I think that the spiritual optimism, prayer, faith, etc., are just as important as the physical. I think it's the combination of all of it.
Well, I think that you're right. And I really appreciate you sharing your story. And it's amazing. So you're 83 years old, and you're in pretty darn good health, aren't you?
Right, right.
So no chronic illnesses, no prescribed medications.
Now, I have developed a problem in the last year since the book was written, and that is I have heart arrhythmia. But I'm trying to work on that with juicing, and I've gone back on a vegan diet.
Sure.
And I do my deep breathing when I walk every day, and I'm trying to do as much natural things as I can. I am taking metoprolol, which slows the heart, and I just checked my blood pressure, and it's like 123/80 or 70 or something like that.
Well, Dr. Helvey, I might think that you have an arrhythmia because your heart just works so darn much. It sounds like you have a lot of heart, and you have done so amazing in your healing of yourself and then sharing it with the world, which I think is just the best thing. So, folks, you can get more on this lovely gentleman's story at holistichealthshow.com. And his book, once again, You Can Beat Lung Cancer Using Alternative and Integrative Interventions. Carl, thank you so much, and continue on. We'll talk to you in about 30 years or so, okay?
Great. Thank
All
you,
right.
Dr. Holly.
All right, folks, this is Dr. Holly Lucille. This is Radio MD. You can follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Your Radio MD. Stay tuned and be well.